ended up telling people the story, but I've always edited that part out because that was just too some shit. You know, a man sucked my dick. And that's how I found out. Cause
what's up with, Future was here last weekend and he was talking.
Future, another one of my young homies that I reached out to that got right back at the kid.
He actually respects you a lot, but he said he went to Kanye's studio and it was like some, I don't know, some Illuminati shit going on over there. Like skulls. Up. I heard that like a mic in the middle of the room.
I mean,
are you a demon? No, but I have demonic energy.
About that, what do you think about the Illuminati? You think,
you know, you know what's crazy? Me traveling the world, I meet so many different people, like from Vatican, from I met like ill painters that meet other like billionaires, zillionaires, and they always tell me like, you know, nobody's ever gonna know about the Illuminati if there is one, but it is out there. There is a force of people that just like control everything, and money doesn't mean a damn thing. Like there's no price to what they do. There's no value. It's just like I met this guy in Utah. I don't want to snitch him out. Indian guy from India, but he calls Obama whenever he wants like the stocks to go up in each country. So if Obama's like, yo, we're doing deals with Russia, or we're doing deals with Poland, and Obama wants like the stocks to go up, he'll make one phone call and then the stocks will just go up. And that's his job. I gave this guy a handshake, you know, and then he's looking at my hands like, you know, cause we were doing press like for Wire Image or some shit in Toronto. So I gave him like a handshake. But you know the hip hop shit. You point like the gun point. So he's like, "Oh shit, that's the new sign." But I didn't peep that he was telling me that at that moment. I just wanted to take a photo. I always thought about like, you know, Jay-Z doing these signs. Everybody's doing like signs, trying to connect with other people. But meeting him, like just him randomly telling me, "Oh, that's the new sign." Then he did it. He did the gun sign. So he assumed that that's the new way of communicating to whoever is in the hierarchy, because he's assuming, because I fuck with 50, right, I'm already in the hierarchy, that I understand the whole symbolism of whatever they do.
Yo, peace, y'all. What's popping? Hope y'all all are having a blessed Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Got some pretty decent stuff to show y'all today. Pretty decent, you know what I'm saying? Gonna be doing a video for y'all on Patreon today. So if y'all tapped in with the Patreon, stay tuned. Got a crazy, crazy movie I found. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna show y'all some you know, I had got somebody sent me a video on the Eastern Star. So she had did a little explaining about what they be doing up in them buildings. So I'm gonna show that to y'all, you know what I'm saying, on the Patreon today. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, did y'all see that clip at the beginning? I hope YouTube let me let that fly, cause that was kind of crazy. You know, I always gotta tread thin ice with the intros and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Isaiah Johnson, man. That's my guy right there, man. No matter what, he always shows support. He contributed to the microphone fund. You know what I'm saying? Didn't have nobody else show no love. But like I said, if y'all would like to you know, show some love, I don't have no problem shouting y'all out on the following live, you know what I'm saying? On the following live. But salute to everybody that thought about, you know what I'm saying, showing some love. I thought about it, but I just couldn't. Salute to y'all though, man. All right, so let's shout out some people, man. Oh, salute to my people that joined the Twitch too. Butted Curls. Salute to Butted Curls. If you in attendance today or you happen to catch this, you know what I'm saying, on a replay. Who in the chat? I'm gonna shout a few of y'all out because it'd be the same people up in here. Salute the suspect. He said lunch break. I just want to know what made you name yourself suspect? Well, I guess you got a motive for that. Shorty with the sauce was popping. He said, whoa. Yeah, that clip was bad for business. Traquan Smith was popping. Andy, what's going on? Soul Tone Deaf. Wavy Guard Inc. Goldilocks was popping. Awful Dodger. Seam, my guy Seam. William Phillips. Tommy Hilfiger. Bana Bana. He said, what's cracking, Jay? What's popping, man? How you feeling, man? Hope y'all feeling good on this beautiful Thursday. Abedin Maram Muhammad. I don't mean to butcher your name, bro. Hopefully I said it right, but salute to you, man. Let's Go was popping. Lee Entertainment, what's going on? Oh, this shit done skipped. It done skipped a bunch of y'all. Lyricists, I see you. Guess 187, what's popping? Malia 420. If I missed your name, I didn't mean to. The joint just skipped. Mark 2247, Lacey Lavender, Let's Go. Was popping. Lee Hayes said suspect. Yeah, I don't know what's up with them names. They be naming anything. All right, so we got some. We got a little bit of. Got a little bit of truth telling today, and then we gonna cover it up with this weak ass topic with David Lucas apologizing to George Floyd family. Now, if you didn't know who David Lucas is, he's a comedian. I don't know where he's from, but he's a comedian. And y'all remember the last live I was talking about the other day when I said, you know, I ain't really jack, you know, the white comedians like that, cause I ain't really find them funny. David Lucas is a up and coming comedian. He be on, I ain't shouting them out. I'm not going to shout that platform out, but he be over there, you know what I'm saying, telling jokes to the white folks and they just gobble it all up, you know what I'm saying? But he did a stand-up, I believe, last week or a few days ago, and he said some disturbing things. Now, whether you believe in the George Floyd situation, if you think it's fake or it's real, whatever you believe in, I'm not here to break down or decipher none of that. Y'all should already know my opinion on that. It's all propaganda, right? But the fact of the matter is, you have people that are related to this guy, and they were offended by this. Now, he did the show the other day, and some black folk got up out of his show after paying him the money to be there. They got up and left, which means he nauseated them. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he nauseated them people and they got up and dipped. All right. So I guess he was under hot water with the black community. And, you know, he's on the verge of being canceled, you know, cancel culture. Now, I understand the heat. Well, I actually don't, because I've never been in. You know, the heat of the public eye. But when you go through this, right, I'm pretty sure it makes the person uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because now people in your comments threatening you and talking about, I'm going to find you when I catch you. I'm going to do this, that, and the third. So he probably was like, yo, it was just a joke. But, you know, a lot of black people took offense to what he has said. Now, I'm not going to play the clip that he has said, because it probably would, I don't know, he owns the content and it probably would get me striked if I played it, but I'm going to show his apology, and then we're going to talk about Agenda 2030, because I feel like every now and then I got to keep telling y'all what's about to happen, okay? Not to mention that we're going to also bring up Joe, Sleepy Joe, and him sending this cryptic message out to the general public via Twitter. Now, this is kind of spooky, because this is what I be talking about. When I be seeing certain things with, you know, these people in power, I realize we only concerned with this comedian and Monique and Cat Williams crap, because it's to keep us distracted. It's to dumb us down. Which is why I gotta talk about it, because if I don't talk about it, right, you won't click on it. If I just put Joe Biden said this, that, and the third, people be like, oh, he just talking about the president. I'm voting blue today. Like, you know, so you got to kind of mix the medicine in with the bull crap. You know what I mean? That, if that's what you want to call it. But we're going to play his sorry ass apology. And then we're going to get into the real spill. Let's get to it, though, real quick, y'all. Let's get to it.
Hi, this is comedian David Lucas. You know me from Kill Tony and other various roast shows. I'm an edgy, push the boundary comedian. And my job as a comedian is to bring humor in dire situations. With that being said, there's a clip that is circulating around social media. And since that clip has came out, I have spoken to a lot of George Floyd's family. I spoke to Cal Wayne, Trey the Truth, Steven Jackson. And my intention was to never cause harm to his family or make them revisit a moment that happened a few years ago. I'm a father, so I get it. I understand how his kids feel. I've spoken to his whole family, and we've came, you know, to an understanding as to how to move forward from this. And just want to apologize to his kids and everybody who was close to him.
Now, some people are saying, yeah, you apologized to the family, but you didn't apologize for that joke. Now, like I said, he was catering to the white demographic when he said what he said, because he was like, yo, I'm going to put, he's like, nobody don't care about that ninja. That's, he went off. He was like, yeah, I got a $20 or something. He went off. All right, he went off. What y'all talking about in the chat? J Stacks Calhoun, what's popping? He said, it's on YouTube. I don't know what he's talking about. He said, it's on YouTube. Alter Rock Girl said, he went too far trying to impress Massa. That's what I thought, too. I really don't understand why people, you know, because I get it. You're going to get a reaction out of people. You want to get a reaction out of people. But the key word, I had to pay attention to what he said, right? He said he called, he said Steven Jackson called them, right? Steven Jackson. Now, Steven Jackson, they've been saying that's George Floyd's brother for the longest. But there's footage out there or pictures out there of Steven Jackson wearing the Mason stuff too. And then, you know, some people believe that it's all fake. So that it's a lot with that George Floyd situation. Some people believe it's propaganda, but I'm not going to go into it because, you know, I don't want them people on my case. Y'all go over there and mess with David Lucas. Now, the things he said, it was kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of crazy. Like somebody said, Ultra Rock Girl said, he was trying to impress them white folk, which he was. And a lot of comedians do that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got these black comedians that, I don't know, they realize that coming in comedy, you're going to have to talk, I don't know, cater to white people. I don't know. But in order to make some money, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Chris Rock does it. Dave Chappelle does it. You know, a bunch of comedians, they all do it. You know, luckily you got Cat Williams. He's got a mixed demographic of whites and blacks. But some of these people, they just cater to, you know, this demographic. Now, if you want to be technical, this could be considered a humiliation ritual in a sense, right? Well, how so? How? It's simple. You say the most outlandish things that will cause you to get backlash from your targeted demographic, right? Because you might have had some Caucasian people that might have felt offended by that joke that he said, right? We living in 2024. You got interracial couples. Some people just be like, yo, that you went too far. But it's... Unfortunately, these things do happen. Now... I don't know. I'm not really, like I said, I'm not really one to advocate for David Lucas, but hey, if they accepting it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Now, let's get into the real spill, y'all. Let's get into the real spill. Salute to everybody in the chat. Malia420 said, "Hey Jay, I made it. What's poppin', Miss Malia?" Miss Malia always show love. She always show love, man. Andrew Pollock said, "Jay, get all the ladies. Jay, get all the ladies, bruh." I don't get no girls off this shit, man. I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't get no girls off of this shit, man. This is work for me. All right? And I don't fraternize on the job. All right? As you shouldn't. Artifact said, "Funny or not, it's a joke." Yes, I mean, I get it. It's satire, I understand. But, you know, you got a lot of people out here that are sensitive behind that. You know what I'm saying? Especially that topic, you know, as he said, the guy family reached out to him and was like, yo, son, what's up with that joke you said the other day? And he couldn't handle the backlash, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he probably getting death threats in his inbox and all kind of stuff. So he like, let me just say sorry to the black people. You know, I'm just going to cancel that $45 that they spend to come to my show. Because apparently 80% of his demographic are all white folk. And we know white people are, you know, they will go to shows. They will go to shows. You know what I'm saying? They will go to shows. It's us black folk that want to catch it on the fire stick and all of that. Like, who bootlegging it? You know what I'm saying? Like, cheap motherfucker. Salute to Kyoko, man. Salute to Kyoko. Thank you, Kyoko. I appreciate you. Blue Sky's mom said, "I don't even know if he is. I just love good comedy no matter what color they are. I prefer black comedy beings. I was raised on Red Fox albums." Oh, you done took it back to Red Fox albums? Sheesh. Well, salute to you. Salute to you, and rest in peace to Red Fox. I was going to do a video on Red Fox. Maybe I still do it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess, yeah, I'm tired of rappers, so I got to find somebody else to talk about, right? All right, so let's get into this real-ish. Now, we always talk about Agenda 21 and, you know what I'm saying, Agenda 2030 and the UN, right? But there is something called the UN Habitat 1, Plan 1, right? Where a lot of these things that we're seeing with them damaging and targeting the agriculture and messing with the air and smart cities, you know, you got the train derailments. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about the train derailments, all right? And mysteriously, all of these trains falling by large amounts of water. You cannot forget about this, right? I'm going to show you guys this video of what they're planning to do, all right? What they're planning to do. Now, like I said, I don't try to fearmonger people or nothing like that, but we must be aware, especially in these times, because you notice more and more people are not really talking about what's going on. They're really, you know, concerned with celebrities and stuff like that. So you always got to keep your foot on these people's neck. You always got to. Always. All right. So let's get to this video without further ado.
Recall we mentioned the United Nations Habitat One plan that came down at the Vancouver Convention in 1976. Under this plan, all humans that once lived on farms and in rural areas, so-called wildlands, will be relocated to cities, now referred to as human settlements.
And the idea is that if you concentrate populations into specific areas or zones, less energy usage, less water usage, and less transportation. So people will have less reason to leave home. They'll stay in their homes. They may even work out of their homes. And so they're not going to be using their cars. They're not going to be using energy. And they're not going to be using water.
Since, as we saw earlier, the UN is not big on property rights, it should come as no surprise that the first private property to be phased out will be single-family homes, what socialists at UN headquarters consider suburban sprawl. Instead, we the people will live in apartments and condos in megacities near railroad tracks. Our super tall dwelling units will all be built to UN specified building codes authorized by ICLEI, COGS, the ADA, and a myriad of NGOs and other friends of sustainable development. While the animals run wild in continental corridors, we the humans will live in transit villages and smart cities.
Smart growth, or new urbanism, is that ideology that says that you shouldn't have more space than you actually need. So if you're a couple of people living in a three-bedroom house, well, you don't need that extra space. So why do you have it?
There's a clear, concerted effort to make it really just about as miserable as possible to exist and use your own private transportation, own your own home. All impetus and incentive, in financial and otherwise, is to convince people that it is unsustainable to live in your own home, have air conditioning. It is their duty as a human being, as a global citizen, you see. You basically exist in little more.
Our high-rise, stack-and-pack dwelling units, complete with smart meters and smart heating systems, will make sure no one uses too much energy. And if they do, the energy police, with help from the neighbors and eye-on-the-street surveillance systems, will be right there to handle the situation.
If they can put 1,000 people in one building, it's a whole lot easier to know what they're doing, where they're going, and how they're thinking than it is if you got 1,000 people living in a rural or suburban area. And so the stack and pack is multi-story buildings, multiple families living in the same spot, walking in and out of the same door, always being able to be managed. And smart meters play a big role in that management, as they can measure everything that you do in your life when you're using smart appliances.
If you have a garden or a single family residence, while you're watering your garden, you're maybe have more than one bathroom, you're taking too many showers, you're using more than your 10 gallons of water a day. And this is unsustainable. So you need to be removed from your single family residence.
Anybody that's got a couple of acres of land and his own water supply and can grow his own food, these people are a threat to the collectivist society, because they aren't going to go to the politicians and say, please feed me, please clothe me, please give me shelter. That's the secret behind Agenda 21. They want people out of the country. They want corporations out there growing all the food and that kind of thing, but they don't want anybody living out there.
To describe human settlements and the food sheds that sustain them as modern-day concentration camps might be a little over the top, because with no cars, parking lots, or air travel, everyone will walk and use bikes, so they will be fit and healthy. At least as healthy as the genetically modified foods they are forced to eat will allow.
Yo! Yo, Scrooge McDuckton, son! Yo, Scrooge McDuckton, son! He dropped a bomb on it! He dropped a bomb on it, son! Yo! Yo, you sponsored the show for the rest of the week, son. That's my word. Scrooge McDuckton sponsored the show for the rest of the week, son. Oh! Oh! Salute to Scrooge McDuckton. He in the chat. He in the chat. Big dog. Big dog, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, man. Listen, man. We shouting you out every day. We shouting you out every day, son. I don't even care. We shouting you out every day, son. And he dropped some jewels. He dropped some jewels for the ladies out there. He said, and most women of today talking about they don't need no fellas. But I bet they will change their tune soon. Now let me tell you something like this, right? And I'm being for real. They've been talking about this new disease joint that's apparently messing up Europe and all of these other places, right? But they've been threatening to shut Ish down again. And if you know if they shut Ish down again, And these harbored criminals are out on the street. And I ain't talking about Americans. Okay, do you know the type of crime that will rise? Okay, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. All right, so ladies out there, I know y'all be like, I'm single, I don't need nobody, all of this stuff, I don't need nobody. You better slow it down. You better slow it down. And I know some of y'all left because y'all don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. He ain't lying. Salute this Scrooge McDuckton, though, man. I appreciate you, dog. I thank you, man. And I pray that donation you sent comes back to you tenfold. And trust me, it will. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, it will, man. I appreciate everybody that shows love, man. Appreciate y'all, for real. Now, what I didn't like about this, right, is the fact that they are putting us into this, like, low-key concentration camp with these smart cities. Now, they, like I said to y'all already, right, these new developments that you're seeing being built, these are the beginning stages of these 15-minute cities, okay? In California, all right, Klaus Schwab had already admitted that by 2027, they are going to close all the highways and turn the highways into parks. So you mean to tell me like Los Angeles will just be one big smart city and you won't be able to go to San Bernardino or Riverside or Northern Cali or anywhere because you'll be confined to that area? I really feel like it's going to be like being on parole. Like you can't leave the house or go anywhere without permission. If you think about the concept of parole and how it constricts an individual to being in that one sector, I feel like it's going to be like that, where they're going to control what we eat, how we, what we consume, what we watch, things of that nature. Just take a prime example of this, all of these celebrities now, right? You're seeing all these rappers wearing these damn metaverse glasses and Apple Vision Pros and all of this crap, right? And they're ushering in this VR, this virtual reality, okay, where you're going to be able to socialize with individuals via this headset, okay? We talked about the metaverse and all of this stuff before, where the metaverse was actually to come into play, right? But they tried the metaverse and it didn't work. It didn't work. It flopped. It basically flopped, right? So here we are today, fast forward. Now, Apple and what is the guy's name? Mark Zuckerberg. You know, these people are creating these vision goggles to keep everybody confined. You know, there's a lot of states out there right now, as we speak, where the children are still going to school remotely, all right? And like I said to y'all before, they're directing this for everyone to be separate. Everybody be separate. You stay there and you stay over here. Don't come together, because if we're trying to control the masses, we can't have them in unison, right? Because if they want to issue in some type of structure where we don't agree with, right, it'll be easier for them to control us if we're separated. Right. So that way they can just starve us out. They're already starting with cashless payments at Wendy's and Subway's and all of these other places. Right. In order for you to go to, I believe in Indiana, they're doing a car show. You got to have a cashless. They're doing cashless payments with that. They're keeping us separated for a reason. OK, because the more that we're separated, it's easier to control you. All right, you can't come together in unison and say, hey, you know what, we're going against this. No, there will be no such thing as riots and none of that stuff, because everyone will be constricted. All right, everyone will be constricted to their own space. Now, I'm going to show you guys this video. This live may not be shown to everyone, so I would appreciate if y'all all hit the like button if you could, because the topic is definitely, yes, it's definitely up there. Or you just got some numbskulls that don't want to hear the truth, right? So this lady right here is going to speak about hybrid fruits and the seriousness
behind this. Let's get into this video real quick.
Now, why y'all didn't tell me that they will not allow you to bring fruit from Jamaica because it has seeds? You can't bring any fruit into the United States with seeds. What is that saying? You can take it anywhere else besides the United States, except the United States. They don't want you to bring any seeded fruit from other areas, you know, other countries. But all the other countries accept fruit with seeds. Now, if you notice that around here in the United States, it's hard to find seeded fruit. You know, growing up, we used to have seeds in all our watermelons. Now it's seedless watermelons and just seedless grapes and all of that. Growing up, we had seeds. Now, you can't find a fruit with seeds. They don't want you to have that because it's healthy for you. That's what you need. You need the seeded fruit. Now everywhere is no seeds because it's healthy. I had a friend to go to Jamaica, their home, and I asked them to bring me some fruit bag with seeds, and they wouldn't let them bring it. Why? Because it had seeds. They don't want us to get that. They want us to stay sick over here. That's why so many diseases are here in the United States. More so than anywhere. Because they won't allow us to eat healthy. They don't want us to eat healthy. They don't want us to be healthy. They don't want us to live long. So yeah, y'all didn't tell me that. Y'all didn't tell me that they won't allow you to bring seeded fruit into the United States. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Right in front of you. It's right here in front of you.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it, right? Kind of crazy when you think about it. Yeah, King Boulevard, salute to everybody in the chat, said Big Phil, said makes no sense. Yeah. King Boulevard said U.S. bin trash. Yeah, man. But then where you gonna go? We're gonna get into everyone talking about leaving the motherland, leaving to go to the motherland. We need to go back to Africa. We need to go back to the motherland. Man, them people over there doing what they're gonna be doing worse. And if you take your black behind over there, you're going to wish you can come back. Okay, you're going to wish, because the crap that I'm about to show you, it's horrible. Now, if you guys didn't know, in Nigeria, right, they've already started with the cashless society. The Inara is what they call it, right, which is basically a digital currency. So they don't still deal with cash over there. They have an ATM that loads their card, and they use that card to go and buy stuff. They can't exchange no cash over there. It's a cashless society in Nigeria right now, right? But we're gonna talk about this Joe Biden situation. Now, I believe he sent a cryptic message. Okay. On the day of the Super Bowl. Now, here's something that I found to be very strange. Just like we drew it up, the plan, yo. Now, There was a Nigerian's biggest banker, right, who actually died in a helicopter crash. Now, I don't hear too many people talking about this, right, which is pretty disturbing. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about the Nigerian man that came up with the solution to create a battery, right? I believe it was a battery or some type of electricity that was unlimited, right? It was something, water or a battery, it was something he created, and they got rid of him. All right, y'all can go and look that up. It's still up there. He came up missing. They didn't find him. Now, Nigeria's biggest banker ended up dead in a helicopter crash on his way to the Super Bowl. Now, we've seen this already, and I'm going to play the video, but we've seen this already with the owner of Cash App, right? With the owner of Cash App. And, you know, all of these things are ways for them to keep control. They're watching everything. You know what I'm saying? They're watching every single thing. All right? So, you know, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? If you getting, what do you call that? What do you call it? Well, let's just play the video and then I'll come back to it. They said monopolizing the banks. Yeah, because they have to put... We're going to talk about it. Let's get to this video.
We're monitoring developments after a helicopter crashed in the United States of America on Friday night. Access Bank PLC has confirmed the death of its group chief executive officer, Herbert Wigwe, who was on board the aircraft alongside his wife, son, and a former group chairman of the Nigerian Exchange Group PLC, Abimbola Ogunbanjo. The bank, in a statement posted on its X handle, confirmed the unfortunate incident. The statement reads, quote, Herbert's visionary leadership and unwavering commitment to social impact initiatives have left an indelible mark on Access Holdings and the communities we serve. His legacy will never be forgotten, end quote. The company bid farewell to Herbert Wigwe, whom they described as a visionary leader whose passion and unwavering commitment to excellence transformed Access Bank into a global powerhouse. And reactions have continued to pour in over the death of the two business leaders. President Tinubu has expressed shock and deep distress after receiving news of the passing of Mr. Herbert Wigwe and the former group chairman of the Nigerian Exchange Group PLC, Abimbola Ogunbanjo. President Tinubu mourned the Nigerian business leaders and described their passing as an overwhelming tragedy that is shocking beyond comprehension. Meantime, Governor of Lagos State, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, described him as a visionary leader and one of the brightest minds in Africa, whose impact on the nation and beyond will be remembered forever. He also condoled with the family of Mr. Abimbola Ogunbanjo over the passing of the former group chairman of the Nigerian Exchange Group PLC. Also, former governor of Kaduna State, Nasir El-Rufai, says Mr. Wigwe's death is a loss not only to his family and friends, but to Access Holdings, the financial services sector, the Nigerian economy, the nation, and the black race at large. Mr. El-Rufai says he was humble, responsive, respectful, and limitlessly generous. Also, former governor of Abia State and senator representing Abia State, Orji Kalu, expressed shock and sadness as he described Dr. Wigwe as a thoroughbred, professional, a complete gentleman, and a patriotic Nigerian. Senator Kalu prayed to God to grant the Wigwe family the fortitude to bear the sad losses and eternal rest on the souls of the departed. Also, the president of the African Development Bank, Akinwumi Adesina, has also offered his condolences. He prayed for comfort for Dr. Wigwe's aged parents, the entire Wigwe family, and the staff and management of Access Bank.
Yo, hopefully y'all can understand that, right? So he was on his way to the Super Bowl and the plane crashed in South Carolina. Now, you know, my condolences to him and his family. His family died as well on the helicopter. They died all together. But then, you know what comes to mind? I'm just being honest. When I see this, just like we drew it up, and the Super Bowl and all of this stuff, he's got the Terminator eyes going on here. You know, this is a representation of a demon. Okay, when you see demons and stuff like that, they have the red fiery eyes. Okay, the red fiery eyes is a representation of a demon. And then the whole caption of just like we drew it up. Now, when I see stuff like this, right? This is just my honest opinion. Oh, salute to Bray Wolf 34. Let me read what some of y'all are saying in the chat real quick. Yeah, they said, they talking about that joke still. Oh, y'all still back there? BP said, no more health fruits. Game over. I mean, the only option is to go to farmers markets. If you can, you know what I'm saying? Try to make your rounds to like a lot of these farmers markets because, you know, ain't no telling how long that's going to last. You know, a lot of these farmers have been, you know, complaining, you know what I'm saying, about stuff that's going on with the agriculture. They won't fund them. You know what I'm saying? They're not funding the farmers no more. So it's a lot of stuff going on right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff all around. Show 100. He said, oh, Scrooge McDuck said, he said, hit the like button for me, brother. It's free, man. Yeah, salute to Scrooge McDuckton, man. Thank you again, man. Salute to you, bro. I'm going to make you a moderator. He said, all around show 100, if you own a pair of Jordans, you got a demon free of charge, not up for discussion. I own a pair of sneakers, but I don't, you know. It is what it is, man. I'm past that stage. I'm not even going to lie. Shit is overrated, and he keeps releasing the same damn shoe. Like, what? How many times am I gonna pay $200, $250 for the same damn shoe that came out 5 years ago? You know what I'm saying? And then you got these stupid. And no offense to anybody that's a sneaker seller or whatever, but you got these people that's outside standing outside for the same crap. All right, it's a shame. But what I seen with this situation, now I'm going to give my discussion on this and I'm going to read some of y'all comments and the live. But when I see this guy, this POTUS, sending out this cryptic message, right? And then, you know, the guy crashing in the helicopter. Now, think of this. Just think about this, right? And I thought about this. If his whole family is dead, right? Which they died in the helicopter crash, who's going to get the ownership of that bank? I can take one wild guess. The government. Now, just so happens, let's just be honest here. If all black people were to say, let's take our money and start putting it back into Africa or you know what I'm saying, wherever, right? This would cause a disturbance in the economy because everyone knows that blacks are the biggest consumers. So now when you take out the head honcho of the banks over there in Nigeria, right? All of that money is going to this red-eyed demon over here on the right side of the screen. See, it's some underhanded stuff that's going on that we don't even know about, not even myself. I can dig deep and research about all of this stuff, but then at the same time, it's stuff going on behind the scenes we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Unless you in the inner circle with these demons, then you know. But if you ain't in the inner circle with these demons, you ain't gonna know what they got up their sleeve. Only thing they know is what they tell us. That's all we know is what they tell us. You know what I'm saying? That's all we know. Man. Let's see. Yeah, they said the government. Yep. Yeah, the government. Millionaire Mogul Club said the government. Yeah, man. This is, sad situation. I know some people don't really care because they like, man, that's Africa. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Yeah, but you never know, man. You never know. If you decide to want to pick up and leave and go somewhere, they trying to control all boards. And then you got to think, don't forget about this BRICS situation that's going on too, all right, where these different countries have came together to create their own financial government, okay, their own economy system. So they're kind of like cutting ties with America because America's on some BS. But then that made me think, did y'all take this man out so y'all can get control over Africa too? Because we pushing for this one world government. This is going to happen. This one world order, one world government thing is going to happen. All right? And believe it or not, we all going to be praying to the same God, spending the same amount of money. Everybody going to get paid the same wage. Okay? We're going to eat the same foods at the same time. All right? Our rent going to be the same. All right? There ain't going to be no social status. Ain't going to be none of that. If you decide you don't want to get down with this, you're going to be on the poor side. And the poor people are going to be the ones that don't want to be in these 15-minute cities. All right? That's how it's going. That's how it's looking to me, at least. You understand? These people that don't want to be in these 15-minute cities and they want to live off the grid and all of that stuff, they're going to be the poor people because they're already affecting the agriculture. They're already affecting the animals. They've been killing off animals, selling us fake chicken, fake beef, lab-grown meat, hybrid fruits and vegetables. So if you living on the outskirts, what are you going to eat? Think about this. If you saying, yo, Jay, I don't care. I'm not getting down with that. I'm not putting a chip in my arm. I'm not getting in no 15-minute city. I'm just going to live off the grid. You're going to starve. There's going to be no land out there. And if there are, this is where that cannibalism comes into play. Because if there are other individuals out there on the outskirts, they're going to be eating each other. This is all in the book of Revelations. All of this stuff. We coming into this new age, this new agenda crap here. And they're pushing it as soon as possible. Do I think they're going to put up 15-minute cities in the next 7 years? Hell no. You know how long that's going to take? But slowly but surely, they're going to start cutting our supplies off. They're going to start cutting our supplies off. How? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me I got to do this for that? Yeah. Yeah. Simi Queen said, reminds me of high school days waiting outside for the mall to open for a pair of J's. Yeah, man. It's not even worth it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not even that, all of that stuff, it means nothing. Okay, it means nothing. All right, I tell y'all some real stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Real stuff. You know, sometime if you go out, I'm going to be honest with you, you don't need all of that crap, man. Let me just give the fellas some jewels here, ladies, okay? I'm going to give the fellas some jewels without being rude or disrespectful, okay? Let's talk realistically here. You don't need all of that designer crap to get a woman. You don't need to flaunt your money and all of this stuff to get a woman. Okay? If a woman respects you, she's not gonna require all of that. And if she does, then kick her to the curb. Okay? If she wanna see you with all of this stuff and give me, no. All right, you let her know, listen, you ain't coming with your own. I can't help you. You got to be stern on that. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, some of y'all can attest to this. You can get a girl with some Nike sweatpants or something or a t-shirt and some flip-flops. You don't need all of that shit. All right? You don't need that. I mean, half the time women just they're attracted to, you know what I'm saying, how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? How you carry yourself. That's all that matters, man. All of that other stuff, it doesn't matter. It's all materialistic. Because once, if you go out and you spend $1,500 on a pair of jeans, guess what? In the next 5 years, those jeans are going to be played out. Nobody's going to wear them no more. So what do you spend the $1,500 for? think about it like this. Y'all remember when True Religion was big? This was 2012. True Religion was big. Now you can go and get True Religion in Macy's for $40. So you spent... You see how they get us? These are corporations that I talk about. These are corporations. And everybody knows the fucking horseshoe is satanic anyway. All right? These are corporations. Nike, the goddess Nike, these are all corporations. They're all putting sigils, demonic sigils, and all of this stuff on these clothes any damn way. All right? It's all garbage. I woke up the other day and I said, damn, I wish this world didn't have no money. I wish we didn't have to worry about money. Like, we didn't, like, this, it would be a better place. Who was the jerk that came up with the idea to say, you know what? I'm going to take this paper money here and I'm going to enslave everybody with it. And if you don't got it, you ain't shit. That's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Let's see. Lacey Lavender, what's poppin'? She said, it's all about the man, not what he has. See what I'm saying, fellas? Artifact said, yup. Yeah, man. I don't understand it. Kool-Aid stains and... Oh, Artifact said he get girls with Kool-Aid stains and all. Now, I don't know about that right there. You do have to, you know, maintain your appearance and stay clean. I'm not going to say go out there with no haircut and just look scruffy. You know what I'm saying? Although, I don't know. Sometimes women like the homeless look. I'm not going to lie. A lot of women like that homeless look. They like they men rough around the edges. And you know what's so funny, though? It be the pretty girls that like that shit. It's not even, you know what I'm saying? If you think of the prettiest woman that you could think of, right? She don't care if you don't comb your hair or you don't groom your beard. That's the craziest thing. Isn't it weird how the world works? You know what I'm saying? Isn't it weird how the world works? It's mostly the unattractive women that want you to do the most and give me this, and I need that, and I want this. And then when you see her without no makeup, she look crazy. But she the one, she want all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? She want all of this shit. Because she never had nothing growing up. You see what I'm saying? I think the pretty girls that always got stuff growing up, you know, they had life handed to them. They realize none of that stuff matters. They don't care about that shit. So they don't care if you come around with your hair all messed up and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's the pretty females. They'll talk to you. You just gotta have confidence. Don't go up to them stuttering and shit. You know how as men do when we see a bad chick, we stuttering and tripping and all of that. Get your ass up, man. Stand up straight. Sometimes that's what you need. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, I pride my channel on people coming together. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like, you know, try, like, even y'all, some of y'all in the chat, y'all be, you know what I'm saying, conversing. I love that. I love to see that, man. Like, I like to see everybody on one accord. You know what I'm saying? Because we need that. We need to unify. Don't matter what race or color you are, y'all know Jay ain't racist. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're Chinese, Indian, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Dominican. I got friends of all colors. Okay? Panamanian, Jamaican, Trinidadian, African. I love everybody. All right? Jay, you love everybody, but everybody don't love you. So what? That's their problem. All right? That's their problem. All right? If they don't love me, at least the sun and God does. That's their problem. All right? That's they damn problem. I know for a fact that when I go outside in the sun love me. All right? God love me. You ain't gotta like me, player. That's your business. All right? That's your business. Get out of here then. Unsubscribe. But salute to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? That was tapped in today. If you on the Patreon today, I'm gonna be dropping a video for y'all. Today on Patreon, two videos. We're gonna I got a very exclusive video about an Eastern Star. She's explaining her experience in that organization, all right? And then we're gonna be breaking down some crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So I'm gonna drop two videos for y'all. Soon as I end this live, I'm gonna get the editing. And thank you again, Scrooge McDuckton, for the donation. I appreciate you. We're gonna shout you out every day. Yeah, I'm saying every day of the week because you showed love. We almost did to the camera fund. We're gonna get this camera regardless, man. God willing. You feel me? We're gonna get this camera, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna make it happen. And you know what I'm saying? Make it do what it do. But salute to everybody in attendance, man. I appreciate y'all on the check.